and vertigo, instability, things like that. Not the kind of thing you want to do when you're jumping out of a plane at 12,000 feet, looking at your altimeter in the middle of the night, and then trying to pull your chute as you'd start tumbling through the air. This possibly could have happened to me. I went to that level. Well, that's directly to the state adjutant general's office. He reports to her, and he said, these are not the droids you're looking for. Okay, well, I'm like, sir, this is what I'm seeing. So I started doing some really serious counseling with soldiers prior to them going in. We call that informed consent. And by
prior to them going in, you mean prior to them getting vaccinated?
Prior to them going into the vaccination, they had to sit through my informed consent briefs. Well, my informed consent briefs were pretty effective because out of 3,000 soldiers, only 6 took it.
Wow, you should give informed consent in my area. You missed your calling, my friend.
There was one slide. Now I'm going to be facetious here. There was one slide. It was a skull and crossbones. Any questions?
That was your briefing?
No, joking. I took data from CDC, NIH, VAERS. Okay, all these entities that are the government's entities. But I'm able to read the data and go, hey, guys, guess what? I'm vax damaged. You got 6 down here that are vax damaged. If I were you at your age group at a 99.997% chance of doing just fine, and in Texas, I could not prescribe ivermectin, but the local pharmacies could with local doctors. We could send people out and they could be treated. And guess what? Early intervention works. Wow.
So let me ask you this. When you briefed, you said 3,000 soldiers and only 6 took the vax?
Roger that.
Okay, so the 6, then you should probably, there's something mentally wrong with those 6. I would bring them back for another consultation, perhaps. But the out of the 3,000, you got all 3,000 except for 6. So did you meet with these people individually, 3,000?
No, soldiers? in groups. They were, as they came on the border, remember I started at 600, and as we would in-process them in groups of hundreds and thousands, I would go up and do the medical brief.